No pun intended.
No pun intended. So we're gonna begin now. Good morning.
I wonder if it's about synchronizing your tones there.
Yes, it is. We have the siren out there in A. All right, so we're going to make sure that we're feeling really grounded in our seats, and that our spines are spacious and tall and aligned. Head over the heart, heart over the hips. Sit bones rooting down into the earth. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. We'll open our space with the sound of three ohms. Shiva. Well, actually, we're never at the end of the wild ride with Shiva. It goes on and on. This particular ride. So, Monday was Shivaratri, Mahashivaratri, which is the great night of Shiva. And last night was a new moon and a super moon and an eclipse.
Oh.
Yeah, so lots of big energy running around.
And Sunday, there are time
sheets
1 hour full.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
That's just next week.
That's next week,
Saturday,
yeah.
Is it Sunday morning this week?
I think so, yeah. And then we have a time change next weekend.
Right now it's changing.
If you're up at 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I have a friend who is in India right now. Her name is Devi. And she sent me this really beautiful writing on the meaning of Shivaratri and of the great night of Shiva, and I thought I'd share it with you. So the Sanskrit syllables, as you all know, are very holographic, right? So each syllable has a multiplicity of meaning and is kind of like a little seed, a bija, right? And so from that meaning, many things can extrapolate out. So if we take the name Shiva and we separate it out into the syllables, sha, I, and va, right, are the syllables that we get.
Wow.
Okay? So sha stands for our physical form, and in Sanskrit, that's sharira.
Sharira.
Sharira, yeah. I stands for Ishvari. Which is?
Ishvara.
Which is?
The Absolute.
The Supreme, the Lord, absolutely. And va, va is, in French, it's to go, right? Va.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the French word comes from the Sanskrit, or is rooted in the Sanskrit, because Sanskrit is a root of many languages.
Spanish,
yeah. So, or it has one of the roots of many languages. And so it's, va is motion, movement, away, okay? So So Shakti is the E, right? That syllable stands for the manifestation of life. And if that's removed from Shiva, which is the potential for life, then we simply have the Sha and the Va. And Shava in Sanskrit is a corpse. It's lifeless.
Shavasana.
Exactly. So making this potential manifest as matter, life, and the cosmos is Shakti, the energy tattva. And a tattva is a thing, right? Okay. The female counterpart of Shiva. Without Shakti, Shiva stays as only potential. It's Shakti that triggers Shiva into manifesting of life. So the name Shiva has many connotations, and some of those connotations include to have the potential, to be capable of, to bode well, or to be favorable or promising. Thus, the Shiva, the auspiciousness, is the very life of the universe. Not just the life we see around us in a very limited perspective of life in humans, animals, or plants, the very concept of life itself. And then we have the night, Ratri. So we're talking about Shivaratri here. So first we're talking about auspiciousness and the concept of even the possibility of life, the potential of life itself in everything. And then we have Ratri. So the word Ratri means to give comfort. It's the comfort giver. And it's derived from the root word of ram, right, which is to be content, or to give contentment. So it's during the night, right, that we regenerate. Our bodies regenerate, we rest, our minds regenerate, right, and we're able to wake up refreshed. Okay. And so Shivaratri is the interim state between a dissolution and a regeneration. That's a period of both serenity and tranquility when all bodies are calm and preparing for regeneration. Following this tranquility is the joy and celebration which comes with having been regenerated and refreshed. Shiva, being the potential to manifest, is the divinity for dissolution and regeneration. So that's why he is the embodiment of transformation. That's his energy. Okay. And hence the time one readies for rejuvenation and regeneration that comes with a pralaya, or a time of sleep or dissolution, is associated with Shiva as Shivaratri. So Shivaratri, those great nights of Shiva, are the between times, and they usually come around a new moon. And a new moon is also considered to be that between time, right? Because the moon actually pauses. There's like a little 3-day orb of influence at that time where there's a pause, a very dark, quiet pause. And in that time, things can begin to regenerate. That's why it says it's very very fortuitous to plant seeds during that time. Not only physical seeds in the earth, but also seeds of things that we're willing, wishing, and intending to manifest in our lives. So today is still within that orb of influence. So today is a good day to sit in meditation and to consider what it is that we're wanting to bring into being during this time of the waxing moon, especially right after this really big energy of eclipse and supermoon and Shivaratri. Okay? All right. I just thought I'd share that with you. All right. So we are on lines, verses 13 and 14. We've been working on this for the last 4 weeks, I think, something like that, and working pretty hard. So the This is, we're coming to culmination, and it's really auspicious that we're coming to culmination in this week. And then the week after next, we have Holi, which is something we'll get into, another big festival. Yeah, I wish we could bring in colored powder and throw it at each other. But it's probably not allowed, so. So we won't do that, but but know that you can go over to Bellevue and and participate in the festivities then. All right, so let's just get the words in our mouths here, in our systems. Kada.
Kada.
Nilimpanirjari.
Nilimpanirjari.
Yes. Nikunja.
Nikunja.
Kotare.
Kotare.
Vasan.
Vasan.
Vimukta.
Vimukta.
Durmati.
Durmati.
Sadashira.
Sadashira.
Stamanjalim.
Stamanjalim.
Vahan.
Vahan.
Vimukta.
Vimukta.
Lola lochano.
Lola lochano.
Yeah. Lala.
Lala.
Tapha.
Tapha.
Lalagnaka.
Lalagnaka.
Yeah. Shiveti.
Shiveti.
Mantra mucharan.
Mantra mucharan.
Mm-hmm. Mucharan.
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 Yeah. Yeah. If you say ooh, it makes it a long one.
Where are we?
We're in line 13.
13.
Oh.
It's the last page. The very last page, second to last verse. Yeah. Sorry. I probably should have said that. Sada.
Sada.
Sukhi.
Sukhi.
Bhavamyaham.
Bhavamyaham.
Sorry.
Bhavamyaham.
There we go. Bhavamyaham. There we go. Idang.
Idang.
Hinityameva.
Hinityameva.
Mukta mutta.
Mukta mutta.
Motamamstavam.
Motamam sadam.
Yeah. Patan.
Patan.
Smaran.
Smaran.
Provannaro.
Provannaro.
Yeah. Patan smaran provannaro.
Patan smaran provannaro.
Patan smaran provannaro.
Patan smaran provannaro.
Yes. Vishuddhimeti.
Vishuddhimeti.
Santatam.
Santatam.
Hare.
Hare.
Gurau.
Gurau.
Subhakti masu.
Subhakti masu.
Subhakti masu.
Subhakti masu.
Yeah, and that little line over the S is a sh. Yati.
Yati.
Nanyata.
Nanyata.
Gatim.
Gatim.
Mm-hmm. Vimohanam.
Vimohanam.
Hidehanam.
Hidehanam.
Yeah, and that should be a dot over the M. I missed that one, sorry. Sushankarasya.
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 Rasya.
Sushankarasya.
Sushankarasya.
Chintanam.
Chintanam.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So, kada. Kada is it's a question. It's asking at what time, when?
When?
Right. And nilimpanirjari, we've already heard this one very many times in this stotram, is another name for the Ganga, the Ganges. River. It's the river god is literally the translation of that word. Nikunja is a cavern. It can also be a thicket or an arbor of trees or any enclosed space, but a cavern generally. Kotare is the neutral nominative it, so it's just a reference, it. Basically. And then vasan is to dwell or abide. Okay. Vimukta is to be unloosed from or flowing or set free from. Durmati are false opinions or bad disposition. Sada is always or perpetually. Shira is the head, the peak, or the top. Sta is to abide in or to stand on. And manjalim is faithful. Vahan is vehicle. Vilola, we've heard before, is rolling or waving. Lola is changeable or fickle. Lochano is illuminating or perception. Lalama is beautiful, charming, eminent. Bahala is a forehead, and Lagnaka is a surety or a bond, actually. It's a promissory, it's a promise. A promise. And then Shiv is Shiva. Eti is a hymn, so Shiveti is a hymn to Shiva. And mantra mucharan is, okay, so mantra is a chant, of course. Mucharan, the best approximation of that is something that sets us free or liberates us. And kada, again, there's that question, how or when, at what time. Sukhi, happily. Bhava myaham. So bhava is to come into existence. The M is simply a connecting letter that makes that one word. And aham, I am. Right?
Soham.
Soham, aham. Yeah.
Aham.
Yeah. So I come into existence. Happily I come into existence. Right. And then idam is this. He is to go or to promote, going or promoting. Nitya, continual, perpetual. Meva, eternal, perpetual. Mukta, to liberate. Mutta, to connect. Mota, to uphold. Mam, my, stavam, prayer. Patan, reciting, reading, and studying. Smaran is remembering. So it's to recite from memory. Patan, smaran. Bruvannaro, to speak. Vishuddhimeti is a purifying hymn. Vishuddhi, Vishuddha is to purify, right? And eti again is a hymn. Santatam, expanding, pervading. So lots of lots of energy of moving outward and expanding and being continual and eternal. And then Hare is Shiva. Yeah, Hara. The destroyer. Gurau is a teacher, a spiritual master. When you put su as a preposition, it possesses the power of whatever you put it in front of, which in this sense is bhakti, devotion.
Mm.
Mashu is to do, you know, mashu, so masticate.
Chew.
Yeah. So this is something we can really bite into. We can chew on this, basically. To devour it will. It's like you're just eating it up. Yati is a third person. He does, he says, right? We do, we say. Nan, yata. So nan, I couldn't quite get that one. Yata, as, or that, gatim, arriving at, or obtaining. And vimohanam is so attractive. He, again, going. Dehanam, embodied souls or living beings. Su shanka, so possessing the power of causing awe. Rasya, juice or essence. Chintanam is the power of thought. So thinking up or having an idea up. So basically, what all this is saying is it's asking, when will I be happy? Living in the hallowed place near the celestial river Ganga. So the cave that they're talking about is purported to be in a place called Gomukh, which is high up in the Himalayas, and is supposedly the origin of the river Ganga. It's deep under a glacier. And at one point, the glacier came all the way to Gangotri, which was is has beautiful temples and is celebrated as the birthplace of the Ganga. But it actually goes up even farther into the Himalayas and lies deep under a glacier. And you can actually make it there now. The glacier used to come all the way to Gangotri, but now it's receded back like 10 miles.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so now you can get closer to that place. And it's a very treacherous pilgrimage, but some people do it. They actually do it now. And and the translation, it says, carrying the folded hands on my head all the time, which I didn't see in the literal translation. But, you know, people get poetic when they translate Sanskrit. And then with my bad thinking washed away. So it does talk about that. It talks about... to be unloosed or flowing from or set free from false opinions. The vehicle that washes this away is the Ganga, flowing from the peak, from the mountains, and flowing from the cavern. And then it talks about uttering the mantra of Lord Shiva, which is this Shiveti Mantra Mucharan, this mantra that sets us free. And devoted in the god with a glorious forehead with vibrating eyes, so Vilola Lola Lochano is the rolling, changeable, Lochano refers to eyes as well, the perception, the organs of perception. And his beautiful forehead, and this is a promise that my bad thinking will be washed away by chanting this mantra, or my disturbing thoughts. And that's what mantra is all about. It washes away our disturbing thoughts. And then the second line, whoever reads, remembers, and says this stotra, this best stotra, as it is said here, gets purified forever and obtains great devotion in the Guru Shiva. For this devotion, there is no other way. Just the mere thought of Lord Shiva removes delusion. So it's talking about that this continual reciting and remembering, reciting from memory, speaking this out, this purifying hymn, expands us into perpetual prayer and connects us and upholds us to Lord Shiva. Does that make sense? Kind of?
Awesome.
It's a very open-ended process. So that's kind of why, that's one of the other reasons I gave you these, there's more. I didn't realize there was more. Awesome. That's one of the reasons I gave you the word-for-word translation, because as you go through, if you'd like to go through and kind of explore each of the words, each of the lines, and just see what comes up for you. And as we chant this over and over as well, and you begin to really sit with the vibration of each of the words, knowing what the root meaning is of these words, other extrapolations can begin to expand out. And images can come to mind. All kinds of things can happen that can actually bring this meaning into a more personal connection for you. All right. So let's go ahead and sing these two lines a couple of times, call and response. We'll sing through the whole thing, call and response, and then we'll try it all together because we're there. All right. So let's sit up nice and tall. One Om together. line 13. Kadani limpa nirjari. That much? Kadani limpa nirjari. Nikunja kottare vasan. Thank you. So we'll do call and response once. And we'll see if we can get through the whole thing once together. And then if we have time allowing, I will sing it to you the way that I do it, more ornamented and more,
nice.
More dramatically.
Ornamentically.
So sitting up nice and tall, just taking a moment to consider that element of that energy, that quality of transformation, regeneration, dissolution, that just continues us on our forward motion through life. That beautiful energy that is the bliss of our existence. Because otherwise it would be quite boring, right? We didn't have all this opportunity for change.
Vigalajjala pravaha pavitastale Jatata vigalajjala pravaha pavitastale Galevalambya lambitam bujunga tunga malikam Galevalambya lambitam bujunga tunga malikam Chakara chanda tandavam
Yeah.
auspicious.
Yes. Oh, I needed that. I'll drink a water. I need some ganga.
No.
All right. So, do we want to try it all together? Wow. That just...
Keep going.
It, yeah? Okay. All right. All right. So once again, we're feeling. All right. Okay. And don't worry if you stumble over the words a little bit. It comes with time, it comes with practice. Just like life, we stumble. Time and practice, yeah, you get a little better at it. All right, all together now. Chitta vigala jala pravaha bhavitastale kalevalam yalambitam ujanga tunda malika Thank you. probably have to get ready for the next class.
One more time.
I will sing it for you another time.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So thank you very much. Let's go ahead and just sing Lokaha real quick. Lokaha samasta sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha samasta sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha thank you. Thank you. I will see you all next week. Namaste.
Namaste.